Auburn's recruiting class saw some big risers, some big droppers, and then some that surprisingly just stayed the same.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. We've been waiting on the July Rivals update. Felt like we'd have some guys take some big jumps. A couple of them did. Also had some guys fall back a little bit, and then some that we felt like would take that big jump just stayed the same. We're going to break it all down, and we're going to break it all down right now. We're going to start with, obviously, the positive. We're going to start with the big risers. It comes as no surprise that MJ Evans has a big jump, maybe the biggest jump of the Auburn commits, that went from unranked all the way into, there's two different terms here. So Rivals has the industry average, which is the cumulative score between all the different sites, and then they have like just their regular Rivals ranking, like this, what their experts rank their guys. He went from unranked all the way to number 183 on Rivals, and that brought him all the way to number 257 overall when you factor in Rivals, ESPN, and 247. He's really high on Rivals and 247, still waiting on ESPN to catch up. Again, you can kind of see there's not going to be a ton of difference across these three sites, so you can kind of see where they may go based off of when people start re-ranking. So I would imagine ESPN gets in the game here soon, and his ranking on the industry average could go even higher. I really, truly think I know people always ask, how do rankings like change so much when they're not even playing football? Well, there's a lot of different ways. The different camps you go to, whether it be a recruiting camp, like these recruiting services hold camps, 7-on-7 is another one. And then sometimes they go to the different collegiate camps, and feedback will get to back to the particular recruiting services. A really good example was, I think, Bryce Diaz last year came to Auburn's camp and lit it up. Was it last year or 2 years ago? Regardless, when Bryce Diaz came before he signed, he lit it up at Auburn's particular camp, like their Auburn Elite camp, like on the university campus. And they kind of got with some of the recruiting analysts, and he, you know, not necessarily Auburn, like Auburn didn't get in touch with him, but maybe some people that were there that were connected to some of the recruiting services were like, hey, this guy is really, really good. And he got an immediate bump right there. And then like just regular media hype. So for Marquise Evans, I truly believe it was his Florida official visit that really started the ball rolling. I think that's what got 247 in the game, because he weighed in so much bigger than the initial rankings had him. Because I think the initial rankings, some sites had him at like 225, 235, like just essentially like a tall, skinny guy. Like that's kind of how I think a lot of folks viewed him, a tall, skinny guy with some upside. And then he shows up to Florida on campus at 266. And I think now he's listed on these sites at 6'4", 6'4 and a half, 270 pounds, which gives him so much versatility across the defensive line and makes him invaluable to any college coach that could add him to their defensive line class. He's athletic enough to rush the passer. He's already 270 pounds. He's big enough to set the edge. And then when he gets to campus, he could not balloon up, but he could gain enough really good weight and play really fast and really athletic still at 200 and maybe 90, 95 pounds. And you can slide him into the middle. And can you imagine with that wingspan that's 84 feet wide? Y'all called me out on that, and I appreciate it. 84 inches, which is NFL wingspan length. Can you imagine him one-on-one on the inside with a guard? Like, I feel like the guard would never be able to get into his body. Like, it's immediate, like immediately punch and decide which direction you want to go. It would just be really hard because those guys typically don't have the length that your tackles do. So him, I think just realizing how big and how freakish he already is what really helped him skyrocket. So kudos to Vontrell for landing another one, seeing what he saw in this guy. Like, Auburn was on him way before the rankings started to explode. Again, still got some room to go with ESPN. You could see him go even higher. Another big jumper was James Pace, which I said I just knew this would happen because ESPN and 247 were on board. Like, he was up there. He's a top 100 player on ESPN. He's number 132 on 247. I just knew there wasn't any way he was going to hang down as a three-star on Rivals after this update. And sure enough, he took a huge jump on the Rivals side. He went from unranked all the way to number 259. And then that brought his industry average from like the high 160s all the way down to number 137. So with a good senior year and really good tape, you could see him jump into the top 100. I mean, there's a chance. He's in striking distance of jumping into the top 100. I actually thought he may be creeping up on it after this re-rank. A little bit lower than I would expect Rivals to have him, but hey, it's good that he gets that huge bump and that recognition. I really, really like James Pace. Again, 6'3", 230. I mean, he is Jalen McLeod, Kieron Crawford, clone. You know, clone body type. He may not have the – he's really more like a Kieron Crawford type player than he is a Jalen McLeod. I don't think he quite has that burst, that top-end speed that Jalen McLeod had, but I think as far as an all-around player, fast enough, strong, can rush the passer and still be able to set the edge. He's probably a year away from being a real impact. When I say a year away, getting to campus a year away, like a year two guy that could be, you know, a challenge for a starting role or at least challenge for a bigger share of snaps, maybe even kind of grow into, you know, maybe he's a package guy like early on, you know, kind of like a, you know, like a DeMarcus Riddick was. They created some packages for him on defense. I just really, really like this kid a lot, and I kind of expected him to take a big jump. I think he's still got some room again to jump because it's kind of like gas stations with these recruiting sites. Like a gas station, you may be able to drive down the road and find something, what, depending on if it's in town or not. Like, you can go, those country gas stations can be like 50 to 60 cents more than it is in the city, but mostly what, 5, 6, 7 cents a gallon difference. I think recruiting sites are typically like that. Like, you'll find some differences, but it's pretty rare that you have just massive differences. And, you know, 84 and 259, that's a pretty big gap. So I could see him have some room to wiggle there. It wasn't all positive. Like, there was some guys that dropped as well. Those were your two big risers. There were some guys that dropped, and we're going to talk about those in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout-out to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner, it's less than $1 per day, and it's just a really inexpensive way to broadcast your business, stamp it as an Auburn business, and have it shouted out to Auburn people everywhere. And if you're an Auburn fan and you're looking to do business, you need to start with an Auburn person. You can start at buyauburn.com. So check it out and show some love. It's buyauburn.com. If you're moving to the area, you want to buy, build, or you're trying to get out and you need to sell, if you're in the Auburn-Opelika area, I'd love to help you out. It's Kyle Rush with Keller Williams Legacy Property Group. You can email me at kylerush@kw.com. Had someone email me last night looking for some land, potentially moving and wanting to build. I can help in pretty much every area. I have some listings as well. I got four townhome investment type opportunities. I got another single family home that I'd love to, if you're trying to get into town, love to show you whenever you get a chance. Love to help you and your family out. Hit me up. We'll be back right after this. It wasn't all positive. We did have some droppers, and I know like everybody's going to start the, oh, here we go. You commit to Auburn, and your ranking drops. And I get that, like, there is some history of that. I don't know that it's necessarily, like, always been egregious. But you did have a couple of commits, you know, take big jumps after they've been committed for quite some time. So you did have some that fell too. And I think the most shocking one, or the most, and I say shocking, the most surprising one was Mycen Johnson Cook. He dropped on Rivals from number 63 overall to number 95 overall. So still inside the top 100, but dropped over 30 spots. And I know people are kind of asking, like, how does that happen? I don't know if he's had some poor showings at maybe some camps or 7-on-7s. I know that he's still really, really fast. I know that he had some track times later on in the spring and early summer that were elite level, you know, track numbers. But I don't know exactly if he's, you know, whether it be 7-on-7 or anything. Maybe just some other guys had better showings than him. He's still number 63 in the industry average, so he's still a very high four-star. He's another guy. You have a big senior year. You blow up. Like, he's another guy that could take a really, really big jump with a good senior year. So they'll do a couple more re-ranks. I think they'll do like a mid-season and then a final ranking. At least two more, potentially three. So you could see him jump right back on there after the season starts if he has a couple of big games. So I don't think there's anything to worry about there. I mean, we're complaining about, or we're talking about, a guy dropping just a little bit further inside the top 100 and not like way outside of the top 100. So Mycen Johnson Cook, still a freaking stud, still 230 plus pounds, 6'1" that can absolutely fly. So I wouldn't worry about it, but it is something to note. Another one that dropped, which is kind of surprising, is Donovan Moore. He dropped from number 134 overall on Rivals to 188. So that's what, 50 something spots. Haven't really heard anything about him. Haven't heard much about him at all. So I don't know if he's just not a camper. Doesn't do a lot of these combines. I just have not heard his name at all, like all summer. And I don't think that has to be a bad thing. Some kids just are good. Like, they're going to work out with their team. They're going to work out with their high school during the summer. And that's it. And maybe he did, and that was part of the evaluations. I just don't hear his name very much on the recruiting scene. Like, I just don't hear all these articles that pop up. It's like five guys to watch from the Birmingham, Alabama Rivals camp, or five great performers from the Atlanta 247 camp, or whatever. I just don't feel like I hear his name in any of those. Don't know if that means he just didn't participate or he just wasn't quite standing out. Regardless, still a great player, Auburn guy. Top 200 player overall, and, you know, at a position of need. Another 6'4", 280-pound defensive lineman And then Ryan Jackson, huge drop from 281 to 282, I think. He didn't drop that far at all, but he did drop a little bit. He's really high on Rivals and really high on ESPN. It's 247 that's kind of bringing his overall grade down. But I think he still has time, you know, again, just like these other guys. Have a big senior year, and you can see your ranking shoot up. So that's pretty much the ones that were all big droppers, the biggest droppers, I think, in Auburn's class. There's a couple of guys, though, that I thought were ready to get a big bump. And the first one that I'm surprised had no movement was DeShawn Hall. Because, again, this kind of goes back to the James Pace thing. He's high on 247. He's really high on ESPN. He's a top 150 player on both of those. He's a three-star on Rivals. He's got the measurables, 6'4", 190-plus pounds, plays at a really good school. I think last year was his first year of playing football, had some success. I think everything is sort of on potential for him. I think he made some good plays in a couple of different 7-on-7 camps. I know he dominated the Auburn camp. That's when Auburn decided to put their foot on the gas. And I've seen some highlights of him having some big catches in some of the other 7-on-7 camps. So I thought for sure he'd jump at least inside the top 250 on Rivals. That didn't happen. So I think he's just raw, and they just want to see more. They want to see more of him, you know, on the field. His game is, I don't want to say one-dimensional, but it doesn't have a lot of depth yet. And that's understandable. He's only just started playing football. So he shows a little bit more skill set other than just, you know, like running deep and doing jump, catching jump balls and things like that, which I love. Show a little bit more to his game. I think he could still see a big jump. So DeShawn Hall's one, I was kind of shocked, did not take a big jump. Kareem Palmer has been really, really quiet as far as hype goes since that Under Armour camp that he ran like a 4.3 or 4.4 in before official visits really started kicking up. And you saw his ESPN ranking jump, which is understandable because ESPN's recruiting outfit, they're recruiting organization and Under Armour are tied together. So it was essentially an ESPN camp. He jumped all the way up to 226. I expected him to jump on 247 and then following on Rivals, and he's jumped on neither. So again, I love him. I love the measurables, love the speed. And again, if DJ Durkin jumps on somebody early, it's really hard to argue because he's hit way more. He's not love our two linebackers. But Kareem Palmer was one I really expected to take a big jump, and he just kind of stayed the same. So big senior year, who knows? Aiden Wiggins kind of did the same thing that Kareem Palmer did. I think he went to one of those Under Armour camps and ran just a blazing 40. Blazing 40, had a really good combine, and then shot up the rankings on ESPN. And then what started happening? South Carolina started coming hard. Clemson started coming hard. Clemson's still trying to get him. So I was like, okay, well, that plus all of these schools starting to really pursue him, big-time schools, not just, you know, like Air Force and – you know, Memphis, we're talking about big-time schools, SEC schools, or big-time ACC schools that recruit at a high level, start pursuing him very heavily, and he just kind of stayed the same. So that one was kind of shocking, thought for sure. I mean, he's got the great measurables, you know, long, 6'1", 180-plus pounds, and then he can fly. It's kind of what you want to look for in a corner. But Aiden Wiggins is one that just kind of stayed the same. And then Reed Ramsire. This is the James Pace argument. High on ESPN, high on 247. Texas really wanted him. Great offer list. and he stayed a three-star on Rivals. So, I mean, he's got a who's who list as far as offers go, and you beat out one of the best recruiting schools in the country for him. I just really thought he'd take a big jump on Rivals, and he hasn't quite gotten there yet. So offensive linemen are a little bit weird as far as how their rankings would work and how they would jump their senior year, because they don't really have statistics. So where he would make a big jump would be at the end of the year, if he were to do or get invited to I think they just call it the All-American game now, the old Army All-American game, that one, or, you know, the Under Armour game with ESPN. Like, if he were to make one of those All-Star games and perform really well in the practices, because usually the practices are what decide way more than their actual output in the game, because they're going up against the best of the best every single day. They're going up against the best defensive linemen in the country. That's how those guys get their big bumps. You see guys make noise a lot of times there. So that's pretty much all of the noteworthy items as far as this Rivals re-rank. I really thought Auburn would have some more fireworks. Had some really good ones. I really thought they'd have more fireworks after that re-rank than they actually did. So we'll see what happens as their senior years kick off. And gosh, it's July 14th, so we're 1 month away from maybe a month and a week away from high school football kicking off, which is crazy to think about. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe. Check out our premium YouTube page. Like, the amount of content we're about to start dropping is insane. And then if you miss anything, doesn't matter what time of the day, you can flip on over to the Barn 247 YouTube live stream that's going every single hour of the day. It's all the new sites and all the new shows constantly being updated, so make sure you check that out. And we're going to be back again tomorrow. We're going to have a live Barncast Thursday night. Make sure you're there. Got some fun stuff planned for that one as well. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.